you imagine? Praise the name of the Lord.
Today, more music at spacegospel.com.
I want to speak on this subject called, or rather title, it says, there is no battle without a reason. There is no battle without a reason. This word battle, when it's defined as a struggle or to struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. Sometimes we say we wage a war or we are in battle so that we can have dominance over issues of life. And we must ask ourselves whether really this life is about battles or not. And the fact is, we battle every day against so many things. In order to achieve something called victory, there has to be a battle. And this life is about fighting to achieve. When you get to school, you're preparing yourself for the things of life so that you can be relevant. And right from when you are born, you begin to struggle, you begin fights against things that wants to wear you down. When it's time for you to walk, you struggle to stand, you struggle to take one step, you struggle to take another. It's war. You're waging war every day of your life. This is why we must always remember that in this life there are too many things that wants to stop our progress. There are too many adversaries who want to stop our growth, our progress, our achievements. And so we must keep on waging war against these things. When you wage war so that you can be able to walk as a child, the achievement is that when you'll be able to stand and walk, then you'll be able to go somewhere without being taken by someone, without depending on someone to take you wherever you want to go. And you begin your journey of discovery. You discover this and that. Now, because you have fought and you have won, and now you can be able to make discoveries for yourself. And so this war, these battles are all over. And most of them are inevitable. There is nothing we can do to stop these battles from coming against us. And these battles have got something hidden on the other side. It's when we struggle and when we fight, when we battle and we persist and we keep on struggling. At the other side, something is waiting for us. Because on the other side of the battle, there is a reward. On the other side, every battle has another side, and the other side is your success, is your victory, is your breakthrough. And so you must keep on fighting every day. Now we ask ourselves, are we going to keep on fighting every day? Yes, because that is how life was designed. From the time that Adam and Eve sinned, now they began or entered into a battlefield. And they had to battle against the devil. They had to battle against their own desires. They had to battle against their own mind. They had to battle against everything that they did, because their adversary did not want them to realize what is there on the other side of their struggle. There's no battle without a reason. And the reason for every battle is victory. It happened this way. Sometimes ago, a certain country wanted a certain island like Migingo because they were claiming ownership of that island. And so the nation that claimed ownership, now it had to send, you know, a force or an army to go and take possession of that island. I mean, of that island. But they were not going to find just people who are going to give it away. Remember this. In life, nobody is going to give you something without you fighting for it. You must fight for it. Every right you must have, everything that you must have, you have to fight for it. And so they were not going to get the island just given to them, or just because they have shown up, then that country was just going to surrender it. No, they had to fight for it. And so the general, the commander, is given orders, go with these men and women, go fight for that island because it is part of our territory. Go and reclaim it for us. And so a whole ship full of soldiers, and they sail and they sail, and in the middle of the night they get into to the island. And when they get to the island, in the middle of the night, before they embark from their ship, he speaks to his soldiers first. He asks them, "What have we come here to do?" They said, "We have come here for battle." And he asked them the other question, "To win or to lose?" What do you think they went for? Of course, winning. And they say, "Yes, we have come to fight. We have come for battle to win." And so he told all of them, "Now, if that is if that is your agenda, then get everything out of the ship. Get your everything. Get it out of the ship. Everything. I mean, get out everything from the ship." And you know, when a commander gives an order, you obey the order first, then you ask questions later. And so they removed everything that they had, their possessions. They removed all of them, everything. And he told the captain of the ship, "Can you get out? Get out." And he got out. And when he got out, the commander says, "Now I want you to burn that ship." And now here they could not go, they could not continue. They had to ask him this. "Burn the ship? Yes, you must burn it down. Why? What if we lose? What are we going to use to run away?" And he asked them, "What did you just tell me? We came here for battle, to win or to lose. You told me we came to win." "Yes," they said. And he said, "So burn the ship. When we win, we'll not need that ship." And so they burned the ship. And as the ship is burning, now they had time to hide, to get to the island and begin their battle. Mark you, because there was nothing that they could use to run away, now they fought with all their might, because two things would happen. They lose the battle and they will completely be destroyed. Or they were going to win the battle and own the island. And so they fought with all their might and they won. Though the adversaries was much stronger than them, they fought and they won. In life, there are ships that you must burn down and tell yourself, "I cannot back to my old ways of life." You must burn all those ships, burn them up. Some friends, ensure you tell them, "You are a liability to my life." Speak them, talk to them, tell them on the faith, and tell them, "I don't want your friendship." In doing so, you are burning the ship that you would have turned to if the battle became intense in the battlefield. In life, it's all about fighting. And we must fight with only one objective: to win, not sometimes, but all the time. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember this. On the other side of the battle, there is victory. On the other side of the war, there is something greater than the struggles that you're going through today. On the other side of the battle, there is victory. And when there is victory, there is fulfillment. Praise the name of the Lord. You must fight to overcome. We cannot deny the fact, and we cannot run away from the fact that in life, we are here to fight battles. But some people want to relax and relax even when they're not supposed to relax. The battles are a constant reminder that you need to be alert. You need to trust God more. You need to look up to God. Battles are always a reminder that we need a power that is much more greater than us. It's the power of God. In battle, we have to keep on reminding ourselves to look up to where our help comes from. God is the source of all power. And when we keep on looking up to Him in our life as we battle this life, then we will always emerge victorious. Because the Bible says, He who is in us is greater than the devil that is in the world. The devil wants you down and out. But you must keep on telling him, I am not losing any battle. I am fighting to win. There may be troubles in my house, but I have to fight to win. There may be struggles in my finances, but I have to fight to win. There may be issues about education, about work and where you get your livelihood, but you must keep on fighting, telling yourself, you must have victory. Not sometimes, but all the time. On the other side of the battle, there is victory. And when victory is achieved, then there is fulfillment. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says and reminds us that our weapons are not carnal. That our weapons are mighty in God to pulling down strongholds. If you're not in Christ Jesus, there are battles you will lose that you are never meant to lose. There are battles you're going to lose that you are never meant to lose. If you're a person who is living carelessly, there are battles you're going to lose that you are never meant to lose. If you're not a person who is disciplined, you're going to lose battles that you are meant to win. When you don't have self-discipline, you don't have self-control, then there are battles you're going to lose, battles that you were supposed to win. Remember this. If God is going to tell you the battle is not yours, it's mine, then that will define you as a person who has known the source of your power, the source of your strength. And if God is on your side, no one can be against you. If God is for me, who can be against me? But there's something called fear. Sometimes we fear things that we have power to overcome. I told you before, I tell you again, that fear is not real. Fear is a filler that the devil uses to fill the unused potential in you. The devil uses fear to fill your heart with the potential that you're not using. And so instead of faith, you have fear. And you never approach any battle with the courage or the confidence to win. Why? Because fear is in your heart. And there's no faith in God at all. Revelation 21. Can we read that scripture, please? Revelation 21 from verse 7. Verse 7 and 8, please. Put it up here for us. Can we read together? He who, please note that word, he who overcomes. That tells you what? There's a spiritual aspect of the battle, of the battles that we encounter every day. And we must overcome. He who overcomes, let's go again. He who overcomes will inherit all these. And I'll be his God and he'll be my son. The next verse, please. The Bible says, but there But there, look at your neighbor and tell them, but the cowardly. Mm-hmm. And there, unbelieving. And there, vile. And there, murderers. And there, sexually immoral. And those who practice magic arts. And idolaters. And all. Where is their place? Their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. And this is the second death. The cowardly. The cowardly. Let me tell you something. If you are a coward, you have no place with God. If you are a coward, you have no place with God. Some of you are cowards. Until you know that you need to be courageous to fight the war with only one intention, to win. There are people who say, I fear to get saved because I fear I cannot make it. Okay, you are a coward. You're a coward. And cowards have no place with God. No, I just fear to begin. Okay, go on fearing. But the cowardly, this is where they belong. The fiery lake of burning sulfur in the second death. So, if you're going to heaven, you have no choice. You must fight. Praise be to God. Turn to your neighbor, tell them you must fight. You must fight because the battle is there and your intention has to be winning and winning and winning. Not sometimes, but all the time. Praise be to God. Can you imagine that the cowards, yes, they are there believing, the vile, you know, those people who defile themselves with all manner of things, defiling yourself, even with some pictures that you watch or videos that you watch that are greatly offending to God. They interfere with your self-esteem. They destroy the person that you are, that God made you to be. The murderers, those who hate others. You are in the class of murderers. The unforgiving, the sexually immoral. You belong to the same class as idolaters and practices of magic. God have mercy on us. These days we have too many films, too many movies that have been made where they're promoting magic. They are for children. They promote a lot of magic. Magic is evil before God. Please, this is why we always say, ensure that the children that you live with, your brothers, your small brothers, your sisters, and yourself, you don't involve yourself with these kind of things. It's wickedness. It tries to deceive you that there's something you can do supernaturally. You have to be reasonable. You have to be careful what you allow yourself to watch. Praise God. Some people are watching horror movies. Horror movies have the ability to put you or to bring demons into your life. You can be possessed by demon spirits by watching horror movies because they inflict fear to your spirit, a lot of fear. And when you go to sleep, you begin dreaming about some things you're watching. Why should you? Why do you want to defile yourself with such kind of things? Be alert. Be aware of who you are. And fight battles that have benefits for you. Don't put yourself into a place whereby you are disadvantaged because of the kind of life that you live. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Those who conquer. Remember these cowards and the faithless. These have no place with God. Put yourself into a place of advantage by allowing God, allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to be Lord over your life. When he was in this life, he was fighting battles, and the battles that he was fighting for on our behalf. so that we can be victorious in Him. Let's trust Him. Let's learn to trust Him. Let's learn to walk with Him. Let's commit our lives to Him. He is the Lord of Lords and He is the King of Kings. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the one who opens doors and no one can shut them. He is the door. When we enter through Him, we enter into life. When we have Him on our side, no battle is going to be too difficult for us. We are going to fight because He said, I will be with you to the end of the age. And when He is with you, no one can be against you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Be alert. Be in prayer and trust God even in the darkest of the hour. Praise be to God. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Trust God like you have never trusted Him before. Commit yourself fully to Him. And as you wage war, remember, there are too many wars in the spirit who want to see you down and out. You must fight against them with every fiber in you and be victorious in life. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Shall we stand? Twasema asanti, twasema asanti, twasema asanti, ewe Mungu wa, hakuna Mungu kama we, kweli hakuna Mungu kama we. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, ewe Mungu. Pokea sifa zetu Bwana. Baba pokea sifa zetu Bwana. Baba pokea sifa zetu Bwana, ewe Mungu. Lord God, the battles, oh God, that we go through in life every day, you have reminded us, oh God, is constant, a constant reminder that, Lord God, we need to commit ourselves to you more, that we need to trust you more, Lord, that we need to call on you more, Jehovah King of Glory. For, Lord God, there is nothing we can be able to do without you. Help us, oh God, to make resolves in our lives, oh God, that we shall stand by. As disciplined believers, oh God, as disciplined Christians, oh God, Almighty King of Glory, to fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, let the light of your face shine upon us. I pray today for the cowardly, them that Jehovah God feel they don't want to begin the journey of faith because of fear, that they may lose, Jehovah God, the battle midstream. I pray for them, Lord, that God Almighty King of Glory, that they may realize, oh God Almighty King of Glory, that the fear they allow themselves, oh God Almighty, to live by is just but deception of the devil. That they can, Lord God Almighty, commit themselves to you. And my Father and my God, you holding them in your hand, they will always be victorious. Lord God, we want to see Jehovah God the other side of victory, to the glory, the other side of the battle, oh God, which is victory, to the glory and honor of your name, Lord God, as we get the reward, oh God, of fighting Jehovah God persistently to achieve what we believe, oh God, we have the ability to achieve. Let the light of your face shine upon each one of us, King of Heaven. And I pray today that none of us shall leave this place the same way we came in. Let the light of your face shine on us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Say a better amen.
More music at spacegospel.com.
Your hands and give thanks to God because He is good and gracious and loving and kind.